Welcome to this week's devotions. And this week I would like to talk about money mindsets. And many times we get uncomfortable when we talk about money in any church setting, and we get very uncomfortable to talk about it. But the Bible has a lot to say about money and finances. In fact, we find more than 2,300 verses in the Bible that refer to finances. And this week I just want to talk about money mindsets. What are some wrong mindsets and lies that we have about money, and what is a healthy view? What is a healthy mindset? And I believe when it comes to money mindsets, we find primarily three views that people have. And the first one is an unhealthy one. And that is where people love money, they become obsessed with money, they start to worship money. And the Bible warns us against greed and the love of money. In fact, it says the love of money is the root of all evil. So we always need to guard against that, make sure that is not the view that we have, because that is unhealthy and the Bible warns us against it. But a second view that people sometimes have, and I believe this is almost another extreme view, which is also an unhealthy view, is where people become completely indifferent toward money. And many times people who hold this view are very sincere and they don't want to love money, they don't want to become obsessed with it. But then they become completely indifferent toward it in the sense that they don't plan with it, they don't budget, they don't tell their money what to do, they wonder where their money went. And that is also not healthy, because the Bible encourages us to be good stewards of whatever God entrusts us with. So we also need to guard against this other extreme view and not become completely indifferent toward money. But a healthy view, and this is the third view, is to see money as a tool. You see, we have many tools in life, and a tool can become a good or a bad thing, depending on whose hands it is in. Think of a gun, a weapon. A weapon is a bad thing in a criminal's hand, but it's a good thing in a policeman's hand. And it's the same with money. You know, people can do things with money that can be bad, but we can also use money to do good. And money is a tool, and I believe that is the view we need to have. We should not become obsessed with it. We should not become indifferent toward it, but we should see it as a tool that we can use to advance God's kingdom and to be a blessing to others with it. So let's see it as a tool, and let's use it to do good. And this week, we're going to look at some wrong mindsets and lies that we need to guard against when it comes to money. Remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.